from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Oppenheimer sweeps the Oscars, the Princess of Wales plot thickens, and the latest on the horrific murder of a woman in Victoria. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Monday the 11th of March. First to the Oscars, where Oppenheimer has, as predicted, swept the floor on Hollywood's Night of Nights. Christopher Nolan's atomic bomb epic cleaned up across 7 of its 13 nominated categories, including Best Director, Best Actor and Best Picture, though there was a bit of confusion when Al Pacino presented that last award.
And may I see Oppenheimer? Yes. Yes, Emma Thomas, Charles Roman.
You can catch up on all the glitz and glamour from the ceremony and the red carpet at news.com.au. Moving on, and things with the Princess of Wales have taken a bit of an awkward turn. 4 of the world's largest photo agencies have issued a mandatory kill notice on the first official photo shared of Kate Middleton since her abdominal surgery in January. Eagle-eyed royal fans were quick to point out a number of inconsistencies with the picture of her and the kids, including that Princess Charlotte's hand did not line up with her red jumper sleeve. It was then withdrawn by AFP, Getty Images, Reuters and the Associated Press, which said it deleted the pic because it appears that the source has manipulated the image. Kensington Palace has refused to comment on the matter, and the picture is still up on the royal couple's Instagram. To Victoria, police have revealed new details about the actions of a man whose wife was found dead inside a wheelie bin. Point Cook woman Shatanya Matagani's body was discovered just after midday on Saturday inside a green waste bin at Buckley, west of Geelong. An Indian police spokesman, Inspector Veera Swamy, told the Herald Sun on Monday the young mother's husband, Ashok Raj, flew back to India with their son and handed him to his in-laws before disappearing. Victoria Police has not confirmed if he is a suspect or if it will be seeking an extradition. No arrests have been made in the murder and investigations continue. Anyone with information is being urged to call Crime Stoppers. Overseas now, the US has begun airlifting embassy staff out of Haiti as brutal gangs take over the country. Criminal groups, which already control much of Port-au-Prince as well as roads leading to the rest of the country, have unleashed havoc in recent days as they try to oust Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Members of several diplomatic missions, including American staff and the German ambassador, have since been airlifted out, while residents are left living in fear. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To the AFL now, Carlton Chief Executive Brian Cook has reached out to Wayne Johnston about the class action being brought against the league, alleging failures to protect players from racial abuse on the field. Johnston is among a number of AFL greats named in the suit, launched in the Supreme Court of Victoria by former North Melbourne stars Jimmy and Paul Cracker and 5 others who played between 1975 and 2022. The AFL has said it rejected any allegation the sport had been negligent over the past 47 years and would defend the claims. But Cook said the Blues had been shocked by the allegations and the league needed to take an accountable and supportive set of actions against any and all racism claims. And you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.